be a long-winded pastor. I know it's Christmas Eve, but there's a few thoughts that I want to share with you here this evening at a Christmas Eve service. If you just think about this story, I don't know how you couldn't be in absolute amazement that God, as Aiden read here this morning in our Advent reading, he left all of those God attributes. He had everything. He's omniscient, all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He could be everywhere. He had everything, and he decided to come to earth to take human likeness. And it says in Philippians that he gave up to become nothing, becoming a man. And it's an amazing story. Why did Jesus come? Why did he have to come? What is the need for Jesus? Why come to church here? Why come to the Christmas? What are we coming to celebrate? Well, the depravity of man was pretty bad. Sin that so entangled us was trapping us and ensnaring us, as Scripture says. And so Jesus made us, and he says, you know what? I made you, I created you, and I'm also going to fix the problem. See, all of life teaches that if you break the law, you have to pay the price, right? I speed, going 120 in a 50 zone, or 80 zone, let's say. 50 is a little drastic, right? I have to pay the price. I have to pay the price for breaking the law. And we broke the law of life. And what was the law of life? Well, it was going against God and what he said, this is how you should live. And it wasn't to squish us under his thumb, but God's commands are an invitation to freedom, actually. God's teachings are an invitation to live freely. Because he made you and he made me, he knows how we best operate in this world. We can try and do it on our own. Been there, done that. And there's still seasons where I try to do that. I don't know if I've surrendered in every area of my life. I want to. But God has a specific journey for you. But it all had to start with the Savior coming to earth to become human, to live the life that we couldn't, because in the old covenant days, for the forgiveness of your sins, they had to bring an unblemished animal. It had to be perfect. It couldn't have a blemish on it. And they bring it to the temple, and the shedding of that blood of that animal would forgive your sins. It was a bloody mess. And Jesus said, that's enough. That's enough bloodshed. My blood that I will shed for you will be done once and for all mankind. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. All because Jesus came. All because he came. You know, I was thinking about the things that I have been privileged by God to have seen and witnessed over the last number of years of traveling around the world. And the redemptive stories that I am blessed to share in every place that I go because Jesus came. The redemptive because Jesus came. I've seen an absolutely broken marriage of a couple who absolutely despised each other. I remember we were doing an Abiding Life conference in Brazil, and this couple were sitting on exact opposite sides. She was on the extreme seat over here, and he was at the extreme seat over there. They were not going to sit by each other. And we had a 4 or 5 day conference there. And each day as we came to talk about the saving grace of Jesus, what he can do in your life, what he can do in your relationships, the victory that he can bring in your life. And as each day went by, we saw the two get closer and closer together until the final day they were sitting front and center together, holding hands with tears streaming down their faces, letting go of pride, letting go of the hurt that they caused, owning and allowing Jesus to bring healing there. All because Jesus came. All because he came. I remember when I was down in the Amazon jungle and I saw this starving, broken man who was hanging on by a thread. And we were doing a meeting out in the Amazon. And I remember seeing him because I could see his ribs through his shirt. He was so thin. And he snuck into our little meeting, and he sat there and he listened. And tears streaming down his face. And after we were done, he came and shared his story with us. He hadn't eaten for a few months, and you could tell he hadn't. And it's not like here where you can just go get a job and make money and feed yourself. Those are very hard to come by where he lives in the jungle. And he told us that he hadn't eaten for a few months, and he was starving. He lived with his family, but they kicked him out because he wasn't providing or doing anything. He was 89 years old. Can you imagine? And his family booted him out. And so I talked to the pastor of this place where I was at to confirm his story, and he said, yes, it's true. I thought, unbelievable. And I'll never forget this old man's words to me. He said, but you know what? As I was walking here today, I said to the Lord, Lord, if it's your will that I not eat again today, then thy will be done. I just thought, wow. I couldn't believe it. Well, I'm not starving, am I? And this man was so, like, I'm not kidding. I could see every bone in his body. And he was leaving with a smile on his face because of the words of Jesus that gave him hope. And he said, God sent you for me. God sent you for me. I needed this encouragement. And he was walking out. And I remember God said to me, give him your money. And I was just on the start of a 6-week trip. I said, well, give him your money. He said, how much, Lord? All of it. Give him all of it. And I said, no, well, what am I going to do? I got 5 more weeks to go. I want you to give it to him. Now, I'll tell you one thing. It's really easy to give when you have it, but it's a lot harder to give when you don't. But it was just burning on me and burning on me, and I knew if I didn't, I would regret it for the rest of my life. So I ran after the man. It wasn't hard to catch up to him. He was pretty frail and 89 years old. And I brought my interpreter with me because I couldn't communicate with him. And I said, here, this is for you. And he said, no, no, no. I said, no, it's not from me. It's from the Lord. I'm not that good. This is from him because he loves you. It's time to eat. And I'll never forget the smile and the tears of joy coming down his face. All because Jesus came. I remember I got to witness this 86-year-old woman in the highlands of the Andes Mountains out in Peru. And she came to our meetings. We had week-long meetings. And I found out on the last day that she would walk 4 hours every day to come. And when that means she would have to walk 4 hours back. She had an 8-hour round trip. At 86 years, I couldn't believe it. So on the last day, I made sure I said, tell her we'll drive her home to her house. If I would have known. And I remember seeing her. She was just broken and tears streaming down her face every night. And she said, thank you for coming to this place that I think most have forgotten about. It wasn't easy to get there. I remember our plane broke down when we landed. We had interesting turbulence. I never heard of the airline. It was called LC Boostre. Never heard of it before, and you could hear a pin drop on that plane. And I was sitting at the back, and I started laughing. I've flown quite a bit, so yeah, I knew it was different turbulence, but it looked so funny. And my interpreter was white-knuckled, and he turns around and says, what is so funny? I said, this is kind of funny. I've never heard a plane so quiet before in my life. And everybody's white-knuckled, and when we landed, the plane actually broke down. So we had to get out. It couldn't turn around. It was at the end of the runway up in the highlands. It was like, you know, if you can picture a mug, and if I put a little black strip with a felt marker, that's what you had to land into. You had to come around the mountains and drop down and come in, and when we landed, it broke down. And so we got there to this place, and this lady came faithfully every night walking 8 hours so she could come hear about Jesus. And I remember her saying to me, I needed this. I had no hope left. I was hopeless. But I really love this Jesus. Tell me more. And so she decided to bless me, so we went to her home the next day. And she made me something. It had fangs on it and claws. And I remember asking my interpreter what would be this called, and he said, I think in English you'd call it a large rat. And I remember thinking, this isn't a blessing. This is a curse. But I told him, well, brother, I said, you're going to share the blessing with me. Dig in. Cheers. And she made this wonderful meal. But being old, she never got all the guts out. It's the missionary prayer. God, as I'm about to eat this, please kill it on the way down. But she couldn't stop smiling over that meal. I'll never forget it. Not because I'm so great. God doesn't send me around because I'm so great. He knows I need it. It's what he uses to keep me near, to recognize he's near, to go and share with the world this message of hope. We need him, amen? We really do need him. And she was encouraged all because Jesus came. He gave up those God attributes, and he came to live in this earth and then put his life in us so we could experience victory. All this hope for your life and for mine and his peace, we can find and experience today all because Jesus came to earth. Not just live here, but live among us to save us from ourselves. I want to thank every one of you here today who came. It's Christmas Eve. I know there's a million things we could be doing, sitting on my couch watching some hockey. Right? There's all kinds of stuff we could be doing, but you chose to come. And I want to thank you for coming because it's worth celebrating God sending his son to us, is it not? It is worth it. It is the true reason for the season and why the celebration of Christmas began years and years ago. It is the greatest event that earth has ever witnessed, was God coming into this world to be born in a humble stable in Bethlehem and to live among us, to show us a better way, the way to live in this life that will bring life and peace to you. Have you discovered it yet? Do you know that you need him? Do you know what it looks like to walk and abide in him? To me, friends, this is worth celebrating here today. Amen? All because Jesus came. Amen. Tracy Page and I would like to bless you. We're going to sing a song. We'll put the words up. You don't have to sing, but we just thought so you could see. And we want to, this is one of my favorite songs to sing at Christmas time. And so it's called Emmanuel.